Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Corporate Vice President Gurdeep Singh Paul.
Good morning. It's great to be here talking to you. You heard Joe show us some more personal computing with Windows 10. It's absolutely fantastic, very, very exciting. I'm going to talk to you about reinventing productivity. Now, Satya started by saying that the world has changed. Yes, the world has changed, and it continues to change, and it's changing faster and faster. Technology is the single most important reason that the world is changing. I remember, just feels like yesterday, a little over 20 years ago, I was a developer working on building the TCP/IP protocol to work over slow networks inside Windows. And the internet had not yet become mainstream. Today, the world is very different. There's about 20, 22,000 of you here. And I bet about 5,000 of you are tweeting right now. About maybe 400 or 500 are posting your pictures on Instagram. And yes, even as I speak, some of you are swiping right on Tinder. Everything is connected. Everyone is connected. And it's all because of technology. Now, the fundamental changes that are happening in technology are really coming from increase in compute, storage density, bandwidth increase because of optics and better optical and better spectrum usage, artificial intelligence. But these are having profound implications on your and my world. Businesses and industries are getting disrupted fast. You know, we had never heard of companies like Uber, Airbnb, a few years ago, or even what I work on, Skype. You know, they came in and disrupted industries very fast. And the reason that happened is because these companies were enabled by technology, and they were not encumbered by the old technology that was in place. So they came in with the inertia of the new technology. And you know, this means that the way we work in our businesses today has to change, whether it's you or me. We have to keep up with this transformation. So it's critical for us to change how we work. It's no longer sufficient for us to be sending around attachments in email. It is no longer sufficient for us to be having meetings over audio conferencing bridges with 20 people on a call and 5 dogs barking in the background. You know, Jack Welch said this really, really well. He said, if the rate of change on the outside exceeds the rate of change on the inside, the end is near. That is so true today. In fact, as an illustration, in 1955, of the companies that were on the Fortune 500 list, stayed on an average for 75 years on that list. This year, they stay on an average 15 years on that list. Now, this isn't some pedantic rhetoric that I'm just giving out to you guys. This applies to Microsoft as well. We have to keep up with that change. We have just as the way you have to. Now, while technology is the catalyst of change, the millennials are the carriers of this change. Now, the millennials, they're an interesting group to study. Now, the midpoint of the millennial era is when they were born, when they became aware, the internet was in place. Okay? Many of them owned a smartphone before they learned how to drive a car. They think different, they live different, they talk different. The other day, my son comes up and says, YOLO. I had to go bing it. Okay? And they work different too. They work different. They work in a virtual hive. And the reason that is important to you is that by 2020, the majority of your workforce will be millennials. In fact, a couple of interesting data points. Since 2010, 10,000 millennials baby boomers hit retirement age every day in the US. 10,000 baby boomers hit retirement age every day. I was talking to the CIO of one of the largest US counties, told me that in 3 years, 62% of their workforce are going to hit retirement age. That means by the time we turn around next year, next few years, we're going to have millennials really filling our workplace. So with this advancement in technology and millennials coming into our workforce, we really have to envision a new modern workplace. So what does that look like? Well, number one, the name workplace itself is a misnomer. It's a misnomer because people, work is what you do, it's not where you go. People will work from wherever they are with whatever devices they have and they'll work on their own time. That is the first thing. The second thing is that individual productivity is super important, but team productivity will be critical because it's a team of people who are accomplishing stuff, which becomes even more challenging when you consider that they are working from their own place. They're not all sitting around in a cluster of cubicles. The serial chunky workflow that has really served us well over the last 20 years is not going to serve us well in the future. It is all about co-creation and rapid iteration. So the environment really has to support that. Information is a lot more open, so people discover things for themselves rather than having to be fed information. Finding solutions is important. Figuring out solutions may not be that important. Tapping into global expertise is very important. So the environment really has to support this. In some ways, the modern workplace, metaphorically, is like a hive being built with many workers working independently, but in a coordinated manner with a shared sense of goal without requiring any direction from the queen bee. Now, at Microsoft, you know, we consider ourselves the custodians of productivity. And as custodians of productivity, we have to be there with the right tools, with the right work environment, so that you can bring it to your businesses and you can succeed in the coming decade. There are five big areas that we are focused on to enable this modern productivity. Teams. Now, we have a huge focus on teams. Now, teams form quickly nowadays. They get going quickly, they collaborate heavily, and they achieve results. Teams are not something which exists over 18 months or 2 years. Sometimes teams accomplish their goals within hours, within weeks. Therefore, it should be very, very simple to create teams very, very quickly. That is why we have done a lot of work in Office 365 to allow anyone to quickly create a group in Office 365. They shouldn't have to come to you, IT, to say, create a group for me. You guys have way better things to do than drudge around in admin consoles enabling groups. So we've made groups super, super simple because a group, a digital representation of a team, is a first-class object that can be used for membership and authorization. You can send emails with them to the group. You can have folders of shared information with the group. With one click, you can start a meeting with a group. This is the work that we are really doing on teams. Working from anywhere. Now, this is really, really important as well in the new world. Now, we are focused on the mobile experience of the user because the user is mobile. I'm sorry, the phone is not mobile. If you don't believe me, one day leave your phone on the desk and walk away and see if it moves anywhere. So it's critical that you make sure that the mobile experience of the user across devices throughout the day really happens. That's what we are focused on. Now, Windows 10 is the most productive environment ever. Nothing comes close. What you saw with Joe was absolutely fantastic. We are also providing Office and Skype on all platforms, on iOS, on Android, on iPad. Now, in the last year itself, we've had more than 100 million downloads of Office alone once we provided it on these platforms. On 14th of February this year, yes, Valentine's Day, we hit a very important mark for Skype, 500 million downloads on Google Play with Skype. So we're really going, you know, where the users are, where your users are today. We are very, very excited for this reason about Office 2016 public preview. I'm going to ask you, all of you, to go down to the conference floor and find time to get Office 2016 public preview installed on all your devices. And please give us feedback. We want to make sure that this is a great product for your users. The third thing, very near and dear to my heart, which we are focused on, is making meetings really, really effective. Now, meetings today are not in person at the same place type of affairs, okay? Most meetings have remote attendees. Now, these meetings aren't those audio conference bridge affairs either, you know, the ones with five dogs barking in the background. The remote attendee can no longer be a second-class citizen in meetings. Almost every attendee is going to be remote. And one of the things that makes it most effective to be a remote attendee is video. We are making a huge bet on video. That is why we have brought the Skype interface onto Skype for Business. Half of all Skype calls, which is billions of minutes a day, are actually done with video. And we're bringing that same familiar experience into your work. Now, the reason video is important is because 55% of all communications is body language. I see some skepticism. If you don't believe me, try watching the Mayweather and Pacquiao game match without video. Now, not that all meetings should be about boxing, like boxing matches, but you get my point. Video remains very, very important. Now, it also cannot take 13 minutes to start a meeting. That's what it takes to get an average video call set up with some of these video conferencing gear. You want one-touch way to get into a meeting and have a high-fidelity video conversation. That's why the work that we've done with Surface Hub is very, very important, and you will see it. That's why the work that we're doing with partners like Polycom, Crestron, Smart, with Skype Room Systems is very, very important across a variety of price points, but a lot more affordable than any of the video conferencing gear that you might have seen in the past. And we're also taking meetings like Skype meetings, making it very, very easy to broadcast them to 10,000 people or more in case you have larger team meetings where you want to get to where anybody, anywhere, not just inside your enterprise, can join in and tune into that particular meeting. Now, you know, meetings certainly are very, very important for productivity. But we believe that some of the emergent devices and form factors are going to fundamentally change how people collaborate as well. Just to look at one of these, can you please roll the video?
Microsoft HoloLens is a head-mounted self-contained computer that lets you see holograms in the real world.
You get the physical model as a focus point for the team to collaborate around. And you get the hologram with the flexibility, with the ability to run quick iterations.
You see how we've brought in the courtyard that you suggested? You see that mouse go off the screen and into holographic space, and you're then interacting with the hologram with the mouse.
The thing that we can do for architects is really give them much higher confidence around decision making. One way we can do that is we can allow them to literally immerse themselves and see street side how the building's going to look.
Microsoft HoloLens allows you to collaborate with somebody regardless of distance, like they were there.
Hello there.
Hey, Igor. Where they're trying to put this door, there's a beam behind here.
I'm looking at this beam. We're interacting with it about a problem that we can see and being able to solve that problem with all the data that we need in front of us in real time.
My gray hair says I've been doing this for a while. I've seen a lot of these new things come and go. And I expect in 5 years, we'll all be interacting with the world with this kind of technology.
Now, folks, that isn't some heavily produced video. That device is real. And it has Skype built into it. With Skype, you have the most modern experience that you can get today. So if you're still using WebEx and GoToMeeting and products from the last decade, stop doing that. You can use your money on better things. Let's talk about content co-creation. In this new world, I talked about you cannot have serialized workflow. Everything gets created, co-created, quick iterations, people working on the same documents and putting them together. In fact, that is sort of a millennial habit as well, but it is critical for how we work. We can't have attachments going back and forth between people. And that is why, with Office 2016, we have made co-creation of documents just natural with Word 2016. And that is huge. Everything is saved into OneDrive. Everything is shared from OneDrive. Everything is set up without any more steps for you to co-create. So there's sort of innate collaboration built into these rich products. Last but not the least is intelligence. You know, this is a huge and important aspect of the modern workplace. Now, in 2013, there was 4.4 zettabytes of data in the world. In 2020, there's going to be 44 zettabytes of data in the world. Okay, that's 1 million petabytes. I'm still counting the zeros. I think it's about 21 or something. But that's a lot of data. That's the kind of information that can completely inundate you. And we know we can't even keep up with inundated inboxes nowadays. So how do we deal with this? So we are working very, very hard to make sure that all this data can actually be made sense of with intelligent indexing, with inferences. And that is what we are enabling with the Office Graph. The Office Graph is an intelligent fabric which will enable a whole lot of intelligent experiences for us. Now, the reason that is important is, I remember, you know, I think it was about even 15 years ago, we used to talk a lot about, you know, really user-friendly applications. User-friendly applications are really going to be replaced by intelligent applications, and all that is going to happen with the Office Graph. Office Delve is a great application which shows you how to bring relevant content in front of you when you need it, to find experts when you need them. Today, for the first time, we'll show you an organizational analytics feature of Delve, which we've never shown you before. So this is a really, really important point because either the information is going to consume you or it is going to provide a huge step in human productivity, and that's where we are investing. Now, rather than me talk more about this, I would like to invite my colleague Julia White to come and show you these five investment areas that we have in action. Julia?
Thanks, Gurdeep. All right. Now, Gurdeep talked about the modern way of working. I'm going to show you what that looks like using Office 365, including Skype for Business, and, of course, the awesome Surface Hub. Now, in this case, for this demo, I am a team leader, and I'm working on an important product launch of a 3D printer product. And I'm going to start my day here in Delve, that intelligent application. And underneath Delve is the Office Graph that has all the signals from my content and my actions that can serve up for me the most relevant, important information based on what I'm doing right now and what's going on around me. As I scroll down, you can see there's information from all across Office 365. But there's also information here from Salesforce, because we've extended the Office Graph now with a new API, so other people can integrate into the graph. So now as a user, I have all of the information that's most relevant to me right here in one place. Now, I see that, I know, I told you my 3D printer project is the most important thing to me, so it's no surprise that right at the top here I have this new video that the team's created for this launch. So I'm going to go ahead and check that out. And it takes me right into the Office 365 video portal. This is the YouTube for the enterprise. I can manage all of my video content here. I handle permissions, different channels. Maybe there's a sales channel and a training channel. And just the right people have the right access. And on the back end, Azure Media Service is doing all the hard work of the video encoding and making sure it renders great on all my different devices as well. Now, this video, I don't really love this image. I think I need a little bit of different creative work. So I'm actually going to go back to Delve, and I'm going to search for someone to help me, you know, spruce up this video a little bit. So I'm going to search for someone who knows something about design, and I'll use the intelligent enterprise search with Delve, and I find this UX design group. This is that new Office 365 group experience. And I see in this group here, it's a bunch of people who've come together around design, and I can see all the content trending around them. But if I go into the profile of that group, right here, kind of a new view of this Office 365 group's hub, I can see all the content related to the group, meetings, things in OneDrive, emails, and my notebooks even as well, and members. This front. So it's a great single place. And I also can even see who's online right now. Now, I know Jem, and I've worked with him before, so I'm going to go ahead and click right in to see Jem. And I see that right over here, it actually shows me the skills he has, going to be UX design and video production. So hey, for all of my SharePoint people out there, hopefully you recognize this as next-gen expertise search. But this is better because it's actually auto-populated by the Office Graph. So it's much more insightful, and your users don't have to do the work of completing their profile to get those insights in there. All right, now Jam's online, so I can just IM him right from here to ask him if he's willing to help me out with that great Skype for Business experience. Now, this is the new Skype for Business experience where I can video, I can voice, I can IM with anyone, and we've actually integrated the consumer network as well. So as a Skype for Business user, I can actually go out and search for people in the consumer network. Maybe I'm a doctor with a patient, or I'm interviewing employees this way as well. But and you can see it's a very Skype-inspired experience. So for example, I want to say, hey, video ninja, because he's kind of a ninja, I understand. Use those awesome emoticons, and then say, need your help. Oops. There we go. So because who doesn't like those cool emoticons? But so it's a very familiar consumer experience that we've brought into the workplace, because there's millions and millions of people that Gurdeep mentioned are using that consumer experience. So it's friendly and familiar as they drop in. But on the back end, you have all of the enterprise controls, the manageability that you've expected from Link. So it's really bringing together the best of both worlds into this experience. All right, so Jim's thinking about getting back to me. So we're going to assume he's willing to help me, and we're going to just keep rolling from there. So he's going to help me. So I'm going to go ahead and move over to my 3D launch team. And I want to add him to this Office 365 group around the launch product. And you can see I can just click right over here and add him. As Gurdeep mentioned, I don't have to hassle IT with mundane tasks because you have much better things to do. But I can just add this and manage the group myself. But again, from a group perspective, I have that Skype integration. So I can do a group message here or even a group meeting with a single click. It's that simple to bring my group together. Now, speaking of meetings, I feel like I'm spending a lot of time in meetings, probably because of this product launch. But I want to go use this new experience that Gurdeep mentioned, this Delve Org Analytics, to find out what's really happening with my time and what's going on across my organization. So here, for the first time, is an early sneak peek into this new experience that'll be coming to Office 365 later this year. And it might look a little different, because we're going to get a lot of feedback from you and many others about what this should be before it's final. But essentially, think of it as your health tracker for your work. And I can tap into all the information, again, in the Office Graph, all those signals to understand my time, my interactions, and that of my team as well. And you can see I have a view of my team's interactions. I even have things like my work-life balance based on communications I'm sending out of office time. And then if I go down here, I see my meeting time. And this is kind of number of business hours spent in meetings. And man, I'm at 60%. And actually getting this insightful notification, again, based on this information in the graph, that I'm 12% more than the company average. If I click in, I can even see a trend line of how my meeting time compares to the broader organization. So great new insights. But I want to take a look at what's going on with my team as well. So I'm going to go click into this work map to get a sense of all the different connections. Now, those lines and the thickness of the lines symbolize the intensity of the interactions between these different organizations. Now, I know I'm seeing that I'm spending a lot of time in meetings. I want to go and see what's happening from a team level as well. So I'm going to go over here and pick just my meetings for the team and see what happens. See, when I do that, you see the intensity changes, but also some really insightful things just popped. There's actually no meetings taking place between the sales team and the product team. The meetings are happening only with my team. We're the kind of the intersection between those two organizations. Well, I don't want that. That's certainly a missing connection. We need to get the sales and the product team talking directly. Well, it turns out my next meeting is with the product team. So I can just go ahead and add the sales team to it and get that done and make that connection. So here I am in Outlook 2016, great new app. I'm going to go ahead into this launch meeting where I have the product team, and I'm going to add the sales team as well. And this can be a distribution list, or it can also be an Office 365 group, because it works across all aspects of Office 365. All right, so I've got them added. And actually, you see here, I have this attachment that we're going to work on during the meeting. But hopefully, you notice that little cloud. It means it's not actually an attachment. This is a link out to my OneDrive for Business account. So when we go into the meeting and share this, we're all working on one version, not different attachments. All right, so before that meeting starts, I have a few minutes. So I'm going to actually go over and check out the conversation going on around that launch group. So I'm in my Outlook 2016 experience down here in groups. I can just go to that launch team, that same Office 365 group. And you see there's a conversation happening. And it actually is in a conversation way. It goes top to bottom. So I have a sense that it's not my inbox. This is actually a group conversation. And I can reply here. But I see that they're actually talking about needing to share the launch plan with our events team and whether we should do that. Well, I definitely think we should. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it while I'm in here. So I'm going to go ahead and send a new email. I'm going to send it to Bonnie, who is in the events team. And you notice she's outside my organization, but that's okay. I can share with her as well. And when I go to attach that, you see I get with the new Office 2016 experience, my most recently used documents right there. Because that's kind of how we work. We're working on a document and we want to share it. It's the last thing we've been working on, so it makes it so easy. I don't have to go browse for it. So I'll go ahead and grab that launch plan. And you'll see, again, it's not actually putting a real attachment on there. It's actually creating a link, sharing it from OneDrive for Business. And I can go ahead if I want, and I can change the permissions right here. If I want to do the old-fashioned way, I can attach a copy, but I'm not going to do that. And when I hit send, all the permissioning's handled. Bonnie has access. I don't have to go somewhere else and manage my permissions. It's all done right there. And they're all going to be working on one version. We're working in a modern way with a single click. So hopefully you see, with Office 365, this integrated experience, from a user perspective, it's truly easier and better than all those consumer cloud storage options. And you get all of the enterprise controls to manage the content on the back end. Again, the best of both worlds in that experience. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and jump into that meeting and get started here. Go ahead and join from my Skype experience. And it loads it up, and I'll get dropped in right into a rich, of course, video, multi-party video experience. Because as Gurdeep said, without video, you're really not getting almost half of the communication experience going on. All right. So I have my Fang here. Now, I had that attachment, right? And I'm going to go ahead and load that up. And when I do that, it's going to pull that shared document from OneDrive. And it actually is launching Word Online. And it's going to do that for me. It's going to do that for all of the participants as well. And I keep my video feed here. Here's the active speaker, so I can be dialoguing while we're all in this document, doing that real-time co-auth that we've been showing you in that online experience. And again, it's not just presenting this out. We're actually all in the document working together, doing that co-creation experience. You can see there's four other people editing at the same time. Now, we've been talking about this in the online experience for a while. But now I'm very excited to show you, for the first time ever, that we have taken that real-time co-auth experience and brought it to the desktop app as well. So let me go ahead and launch Word 2016 here, where we will show you for the first time how this looks just the same and just as rich in the desktop experience. So as I drop in, you see there they are. My co-authors are editing right there. There's Ben. There's Kimberly. I'm seeing pixel by pixel exactly what's happening in the document. You can really, truly do that co-creation experience, whether in a desktop or online. Perfect. I'm glad you're as excited as I am about that. All right, so the launch plan's looking good. I'm going to let the team keep working on that. And I'm going to head off to my next meeting. But of course, as I'm walking to my next meeting, I want to make the most of my time. And I like to work on all my devices, too. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my iPhone here to do some email on the way to the meeting. Now, we know there has been a lot of mobile email use. But there actually hasn't been a lot of email productivity on mobile devices until recently. And that's thanks to the new Outlook experiences we have across all the platforms. Here, I'll show you on the iPhone. So if I go in, and you can see that it's a rich app. I have email, I have calendar, even great attachment handling, too. And I can just swipe. Maybe I want to go this way. Or I've customized these swipes, too, so I can change that to whatever I want to do on this side and swipe this way, too. Because we know we all have very unique ways we want to manage our email. And so we let you customize this to make it most efficient for you. Again, a really powerful new app, again, on iOS, Android, and in preview on Windows 10, too. And later, Brad's actually going to show you how to manage this app, which is super important. But I see that I have this email from Ben here, and he wants me to review this Sway that he created for the launch. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right here on my phone, too. And Sway is a gorgeous interactive canvas for sharing your ideas. It's the newest member of the Office family. And I'm excited, as you can see and go through, it's rich. It's got the animations. I can even click through and see my different photo stacks. Really beautiful, even on a small device, but looks great on a large device as well. And very excited to announce today that Sway will be coming to the Office 365 Business and Education Service Plans next month. So all of you who have been swaying in your personal life, now you can sway at work, too. All right. So now I'm in my meeting here in the conference room. And of course, I'm using the amazing Surface Hub. But first, let's talk about this device. Stunning 84-inch 4K ultra-high-def 120 hertz multi-touch device. This is the largest one in the market. And in it is built-in cameras, mics, speakers, CPU, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, NFC. Literally all I need is a power cord and I'm ready to go. And it's really designed from the ground up for collaboration in the room and across the world. It really lets you unlock that power of the group. And also, this is a conference room device that will actually get used because it's so easy and it's awesome. So we talked about, let's talk about how simple it is. So we have the Skype integration right there. So literally to get started, all I have to do is join the meeting with a single touch. Everyone can do that. And let's go ahead and say, yeah, that one. And it drops us right into the view. And I'm in, and as we would in any kind of meeting, go into the video call here and a whiteboard as well.
I'm gonna go and restart.
I'll try that again. All right, we're gonna get the Skype meeting going. Try that one more time. Simple to reset as well, as you can see. You can do that. Perfect. It'll get going. All right, we'll try it one more time here. Get our call going. Here we go. All right. And you can see, actually, you can switch the cameras across, too, depending on where you're standing. So a very natural experience. All right, so as the launch, as the video loads up, I'm going to go ahead and start inking on my digital whiteboard. Again, very, very natural inking experience. And I can say, hey, for the meeting today, I want to look at the sales pipeline. And I want to look at the launch plan, or the launch deck, too. But you know what? Because it's actually a virtual whiteboard, I can change my mind. And it's very simple. So I can just go down here, and I can grab that item, and I can move it up and say, you know what, I want to talk about the launch deck first.
That's right. And of course, if we're going to do the sales pipeline, we should really get Luke in on the call.
All right. And this is how real work happens. We start talking about something, we realize the right person's not in the meeting. That's OK. It's super easy to invite them. So let me just go over here and add Luke as well, because we always have to have Luke Skywalker, too. So go jump him in and invite. Hello, Star Wars friends. May the Fourth be with you. Awesome. All right. Now, of course, it's more than just whiteboarding. It's also about sharing content as well. So go ahead and why don't you pull up that launch deck so we can take a look at it. And you see it kind of connects directly with the Surface Pro, which is great. And it's not just a projection, though. It's a two-way experience. So if I go ahead and swipe, you see that it works here. But it's also actually controlling the Surface over there as well. And same, so if Ben wants to go ahead and move forward, you can see that goes as well. So it's a two-way experience. But the same goes for inking as well. Again, natural experience. Maybe I want to talk about this and maybe move it over here. You see it's actually showing up on the Surface. Again, that two-way experience. And same with Ben. And this could be true for anyone who's on the video experience as well. They can be interacting really naturally. We call that ink back and touch back experience. All right, so that deck looks good. Let's go ahead and switch over and look at that sales pipeline. So here I am in my CRM online experience where I can get all of my sales information, my pipeline. I can see the leads that are happening as well. But I want to do a little deeper analysis in this. So I've actually pulled this out into a Power BI dashboard so I can do some deeper analysis. And here I have my dashboard pulled up. It looks, again, simple, beautiful with touch, too. Now, this gross revenue by territory, I want to know a bit more about that. So I'll go ahead and select in there and kind of get the click down, which, again, is a dashboard view. I can keep drilling deeper and deeper with Power BI. And I see here I have gross margin and I have gross revenue. What I really wish is I actually had the combination of those two things. Well, with Power BI, I can do that. So let me just go ahead and grab that chart, and I can pull it right up and lay it on top. And Power BI does the work to actually combine those two data sets, put in a new visualization of a scatter chart that actually is, based on the data, the best way to visualize that information. All that simple with a single swipe on that front. Now, that's the analysis I want. And again, it's simple. I can go back to my whiteboard experience. I can add some new insights as well, making it very simple. So, and then when I'm done with all this, too, I can just go ahead and I could email it right from here. I could share it back to my personal OneNote, or I could email it right from here as well. Because it's a shared device, I want to save all this back. And when I'm done with the meeting, all I have to do is hit the I'm done at the bottom, and it takes all of the information off of it, clears it off for the next meeting to come in. So I don't have to worry about information being left behind or even erasing my whiteboard, too. Well, I'm not going to say I'm done just yet, because actually, I'm going to flip over and show you that we've been doing this entire presentation actually using the new Skype broadcast experience. Let's go in here. I'll flip back over here. Here, in fact, is that brand new Skype broadcast experience that Satya announced this morning. And you can see I have the video feed. I can have content. I even have social sentiment analysis here with Bing analysis over here. So I can actually see the audience view and what their feedback is about the presentation. And this is the attendee experience. And they could drop in and go back in real time or forward. So maybe you came to the meeting late. You can go back and catch up. all that's totally possible. And I'll have them actually pull up the producer view on the screen too, so you can see what that looks like. But with some really simple controls, you can decide the video feed, you can decide whether it's content. And we've designed this to make it so easy that anyone can run this. So you don't have any more expensive, complex systems for doing broadcast meetings. It's just part of Skype in Office 365. And when the video is all done, I can just go and post it right back to my Office 365 video portal for people to watch later as well. So thanks, Ben. All right. So what I showed you is just one example of a product launch team being productive across the Microsoft cloud and these great hardware experiences. This truly is productivity in the cloud-first, mobile-first world. With that, back to Gurdeep.
That was great. That really is the modern workplace. You know, we are really focused on, between Windows 10 and the work that's happening with Office and Skype, we focused on giving you the best experience so that you and your businesses can win in your respective areas. You've seen teams working fluidly across email, IM, video, content co-creation. You saw how we went from the phone to the Surface Hub. We talked about the mobility of the experience. You've seen how PC becomes Windows with full Windows with the Continuum feature. As you've seen, a lot of intelligence that is baked into the experiences of tomorrow. Now, you know, the whole point here is to make sure that you don't have to go staple together many different things, because frankly, in this environment, you can be so much more productive. It's kind of like every part designed to fit into an Aston Martin, so it gives you high performance, gives high performance for your users. Now, 10 years ago, all this would have meant a lot of work that you would have to do to set this up. But today, all that is just enabled with a click on Office 365. Now, I'm sure this is true for you as well, but I joined tech, IT, because I really wanted to work with tech. I wanted to work with shiny new gadgets. Now, face it, we are not James Bond. Well, I'm not, at least. Well, I'll tell you what we are. We are Q. We are Q in James Bond, because we get to work with the coolest gadgets, with the coolest tech. We take that to our users, and we really, really empower them. And what we would like you to do is, with all these products we are showing you, we want you to take them back to your users, your workers, and make them super, super productive. Now, we've talked about the modern workplace. Brad is going to come up and talk to you how do you enable this modern workplace inside your businesses in a way that you protect your businesses and so that you can manage it for your users. Thank you very much.